for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program.
Hey, Danny.
Evolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Check out my blog, the latest.
Got it added in.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry. No more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
And all these years, I thought our greatest threat to humanity was nuclear war, and it turns out to be instead biological warfare, where we're in the midst of a massive assault on all of humanity. Have no doubt about it. The powers involved in this have great strength, great reach, great resources. We now get reports that shipping is being constrained. I have a friend calling me. There are no new automobiles. They very cleverly made inaccessible chips, microchips that control automobiles, so production is down. You know, as I've reported before, Newsom drained the reservoirs in California, which had historic high enough water to sustain a 5-year drought, so that now the effect can be to devastate our agriculture. We have farmers reporting the government is paying them to plow under their crops. I've been telling you, it's a three-stage enterprise. The masks are killing us slowly. The vaccines are killing us more rapidly. And I have stunning new information about that today with my special guest, Danny Siras. We'll be going over that at the beginning after the break at the bottom of the hour. And let me encourage you, by the way, the most important material we're presenting include microscopic studies of the content of the new Pfizer vaccine available in Europe. Because once it's actually been approved, they have to label the ingredients. They're doing microscopic studies, and weird stuff is in there. Weird stuff is in there. And in addition now, a brilliant guy discovered that the WHO has staggering statistics of close to 1 million adverse effects. And wait till you compare to past years. In other words, everyone knows what's going on. This is catastrophic, and they're doing nothing about it. Why? Because they're controlled by the Rothschild banking industry. The Rothschild created Israel. The Israelis are their stooges. When I talk about the media being controlled by Israel and go through the 100 executives of CNN, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, 100 citizens, other officials, executives from NBC, all being Israeli citizens, 100 executives from the New York Times, all being U.S. Israeli citizens. That's because the Rothschilds own Israel. Israel owns our media. The Rothschilds also control the AP and Reuters. The AP and Reuters. All our news is being fed through a Rothschild filter. So you're not getting the information you need. Most Americans are so busy, they're so constrained by having to deal with keeping a roof over their heads and food on the table. Many even have two jobs. They come in, they get their news in bites. These sound bites are very cleverly designed, even when they're totally false or completely misleading. That is by design. The founding fathers never imagined that we would have a fourth estate, as it's often referred to, a news industry that was totally corrupt and captive to a powerful foreign source, the Rothschild banking empire. They are out to kill us. They're out to kill most of humanity. They're out to take control of the planet Earth. All these court cases have merit, but they're going to be too little, too late, where most of us are going to be wiped out already. Take a look at the graphs I'll review. Danny and I are making a video version of the show today, which will be up later today. It'll be up by this evening on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Today, I think you're going to want to make a point of watching it because we'll be talking about many of these images. But you can see them already as we talk about after the break at the bottom of the hour, so you can prepare. Go to jamesfetzer.org and look at the two most recent. You'll find the WHO most recent, and then the next most recent, all these microscopic studies. Take a look. You are going to be horrified. And we all have friends. A fellow I talk to virtually every day who resides in Cleveland called me yesterday and told me his closest friend had just died from taking the vax. He'd been in great shape. He was doing terrific, but he thought it was a good idea. Well, let me tell you, it ain't. It's a bad idea. It's a horrible idea. You might as well line up to leap off a cliff like lemmings. So I'm telling you emphatically, we're up against it. There's no doubt about it. There's no room for any uncertainty. You just have to look at the evidence. You just have to look at the evidence. And believe me, I know how hard that is to do. I have members of my own family who don't want to look at the evidence. So I'm giving you advance notice. After the break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be looking at the evidence in these two blogs. Danny also kicked me a couple of videos. I thought originally beginning with one of the videos, but I'm going to reverse the order. We're going to look at the evidence here, and then we'll get to the videos. Meanwhile, his mental and physical condition cannot be ignored. More than 120 retired generals and admirals signed an open letter questioning Biden's mental health and backing election fraud claims. I'll go through this, but let me point out, getting this incompetent, mentally incompetent stooge who not only has, you know, no awareness of what he's saying or what he's doing, but has no moral compass. This guy was corrupt from the beginning. He's been a classic pedophile. Surely you remember when I told you when the new senator from Delaware was sworn in by Joe Biden, the senior who had been the senior senator, but in his role as vice president, he leaned over to the new senator's daughter and said, "Do you have any idea how horny it makes me to be standing next to a 14-year-old girl?" I mean, that's the guy we want to be president of the United States? No. So, of course, they go hand in hand. They had to get a guy in there who would be a fall guy, who'd be a stooge, who wouldn't know what was going on. No one else was willing to take the fall over the destruction of America, be the final president of the United States. He's opened the borders. Anyone who thinks this isn't by design has their head where the sun doesn't shine. He's given us open borders. He's even importing Afghans who no doubt are suicide bombers. He's defunded the police. They have defunded the police and crime is surging. You got these morons across the nation, call them Democrat governors, who are still clamping down, imposing all these mandates. They're trying to create strife, turmoil, chaos in America. If America's in chaos, it's easier to take it down. And by God, that's what happened. Don't have any doubt about it. They're well on their way. More than 120 retired generals and admirals signed an open letter, which questioned the integrity of the U.S. election. It also questioned Biden's mental fitness, blasts the Iran's deal, says anarchy cannot be tolerated and illegals are flooding our country. This is all by design. They're wrong about the Iran deal, of course, but then you see all of our own intelligence agencies had already concluded by 2007 that Iran was not developing nuclear weapons. Even the Mossad came on board in 2012. So, you know, the Iranians aren't pursuing nuclear weapons. It's a hysteria drummed up by Israel, by Bibi Netanyahu, and echoed by the media controlled by Israel, ultimately by the Rothschild. We've been played again and again and again. Iran is a great nation. Iran is the greatest peace-loving nation in the world. Iran has not launched an attack against any other nation since 1775. You think about that. The ratification of the Constitution began in 1787. George Washington was elected our first president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other nation. 1775. Of course, they defended itself against the Iraqi onslaught, which we promoted, where April Gallup, then the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, gave a green light. This is just all outrageous and disgusting. Meanwhile, it echoes Trump's claims that absentee ballots are not secure. Hell, mail-in ballots, everyone knows, even third world countries know they're not secure. Other retired military officers took exception to the letter as an intrusion in domestic politics. But this is a matter of a grave concern to the nation. If this weren't a matter of ultimate urgency, believe me, these admirals and generals would not be doing this. The letter echoes former President Trump's claims of widespread election fraud, which they say have not been borne out in the courts, where the courts have been ruling on procedural grounds. Get that. They just did it with Alex Jones, though he clearly threw in his chips because he didn't provide documents that were readily available to the court. So the court dismissed it, but it had nothing to do with finding that Sandy Hook was real. There has been no judicial determination that Sandy Hook was real. The courts are using all kinds of procedural maneuvers. I'm even beginning to question whether the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to rule on my petition for review. They've got to do something. Will they be able to bite the bullet and acknowledge that the case before was completely improper, that it was not prepared, it wasn't suitable for summary judgment, and send it back to the courts? That's what they ought to do. I believe they know what they ought to do. The question is, will they do it? The admirals and generals, without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Amen. The group calls itself Flag Officers for America. The FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities surface and not ignore them as was done in 2020. The Supreme Court declined to take the Texas lawsuit on behalf of voters across the nation, but especially in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, was an outrage. The Supreme Court will have a blemish in its history forever. But that history may be relatively abbreviated as the pandemic continues. Today, election integrity demands ensuring there's one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by state legislatures, approved control using government IDs, verified signatures, etc., they write. Today, many are calling such common sense voter ID controls racist in an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. That's a key sentence. You got the Democrats opposing every measure to ensure our elections are honest and legitimate, calling it racist. Ridiculous. They also raise doubts about Biden's mental capacity, mentioning Nancy Pelosi's move to get assurances about the nuclear codes after the January 6th. That was an act of treason. Meanwhile, Democrat lawmaker admits party could lose control of Congress in 2022. A New Jersey Democrat could happen, lose control of the House if they don't get their SHIT done. Representative Tom Malinowski, himself in danger of losing his seat, made his remarks during an Innovators for Democracy virtual discussion. The congressman was asked about recent polling and infighting, what effect it has on Biden, since his recent polls are tanking. Democrats as a whole, as well as congressional members like Malinowski, are in districts that put them at risk. That stuff is real, he said. If the election were held right now, I don't think we would win. We are the party that delivers, claiming of the Democrats. The Republicans are the party that defaults. I get to go out there and say, you know, some of us get SHIT done and some of us are batshit crazy, he said, and that's your choice. And most of my voters, middle of the road, pragmatic voters, I think will respond to that message. I think I can count on the Republicans to remain batshit crazy. There's no question about that. Well, that's lunatic. He's got it reversed. The ones who are batshit crazy are the ones who are promoting a $3.5 trillion spending measure in addition to a $1.5 infrastructure bill. They're the ones who are promoting the myth that January 6th was actually an intrusion, when even the FBI has now put them in a box because it's been revealed that there were FBI informants there. If the FBI had advanced knowledge, then the FBI is culpable for aiding and abetting a criminal activity, which would besmirch its reputation. So they've chosen to deny it was pre-planned, that it was not planned in advance, in which case it's not a conspiracy, which means it's not a conspiracy among Trump supporters who were falsely alleged to have been responsible in the first place. And therefore, Donald Trump cannot have been responsible, which means all the congressional activities, all these hearings and all that are based upon a false premise the FBI has now denied. This is very similar, by the way, to the FBI's consolidated crime report for 2012, which showed at the intersection of murders and non-negligent homicides for Newtown in 2012, zero, zilch, nada, none. But if there's zero, zilch, nada, none murders in Newtown, then since Sandy Hook is a suburb of Newtown, it's a division of Newtown, there were no zero, zilch, nada murders in Sandy Hook either, which means Sandy Hook was a fraud. That's coming right from the FBI. Now, that I'm not suggesting is conclusive. I'm saying that ought to provoke everyone into being uncertain about what the hell is going on and want to take a closer look. And then if you want to look at the real evidence, check out my book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, with 13 contributors, including six current or retired PhD professors. You think we couldn't figure out whether or not the school was open by 2008, whether or not there were any kids there? Whether or not it was in fact a two-day FEMA exercise with a rehearsal on the 13th to be evaluated as a live event on the 14th when we even discovered the FEMA manual. I mean, this stuff has gone on for too long. We're being played. Further, Democrat insanity. Now, how can this guy be accusing the Republicans of being batshit crazy when Oregon is emptying its prisons during a record-breaking crime wave? This is Oregon. This week, it was announced American experienced a nearly 30% increase in homicide, the greatest one-year spike in recorded American history. Gee, I wonder how that happened. You don't think defunding the police had anything to do with it. You don't think these riots and looting and arson, which were never punished, not stopped, no law enforcement present, you don't think that had anything to do with it by setting an inspiring but very bad example? Much attention has been placed on Portland's defunding their police by 12 million. That was 100 positions, creating their own crime wave, helping to contribute to the national crime wave. Yet before it happened, Oregon liberal politicians, including Governor Kate Brown, Senate President Peter Courtney, House Speaker Tina Kotek, were slowly emptying our prisons. Years prior, the politician reduced prison times for auto theft, property theft, ID theft, possession of hard drugs. People who steal cars or deal in heroin also happen to be part of criminal gangs who commit other crimes like homicide. However, during the riots, Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt dropped nearly 1,000 riot charges. Right. Spare them for prison. I mean, after all, they're actually good Americans protesting racial injustice. Right. And if they commit riots, looting, you know, stock up on television sets by the bushel basket, well, that's just fine with us. That's just a wealth redistribution. They're entitled to it as retribution. That's what the batshit crazy Democrats are telling us. Cities have been releasing criminals from their jails due to overcrowding, refusal to spend the resources to keep them functioning. Multnomah County sold off their brand new, never used Wadapo jail while Governor Brown worked to close three other prisons this year. Governor Brown, another batshit crazy Democrat, released criminals early for COVID. When you add up all the small and big ways criminals have been spared both jail and prison, you end up with Oregon's prison population reaching a 15-year low. A lot of surplus criminals are out on the street. When you stop and think about how complicated it is to, you know, investigate a crime after it's committed, track down the culprit, go through all the legal process, time-consuming, very expensive to get them into court, and then get a conviction and then incarcerate. I mean, look, it may be close to, it's certainly in excess of $100,000 per prisoner. I have no doubt about it. So we're just releasing them out on the street so they can do it again. Meanwhile, at this point, the communist takeover of America is in your face. They're not even hiding it anymore. President Joe Biden's pick for the nation's top banking regulator received a scholarship named for Vladimir Lenin and praised the Soviet Union for paying the sexes equally. Biden last week nominated Sally Omavara to lead the office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates national banks. Omavara in 2019, praised aspects of the Soviet Union's economic system, calling the lack of gender pay gap a huge achievement, example of a flaw in capitalism. A native of Kazakhstan, Omavara graduated in 1989 from Moscow State University, where she received the Lenin Personal Academic Scholarship, according to her own resume. Hey, at least you still have your guns in your cabinet. I mean, this is bizarre. Meanwhile, after defunding the police, Portland is going to give firefighters bulletproof vests amid surging gunfire. I mean, look at this. Are they so stupid they don't see cause and effect? That if you defund the police, you're going to have a rise in crime. If you have a rise in crime, you're going to have a rise in violent crime. It goes right along with it, especially when you're want to take guns away from citizens so they can't defend themselves. After slashing the police budget by $15 million last year in response to the defund the police movement, Portland is now giving its firefighters bulletproof vests as violent crimes. Boy, that must be very reassuring to firefighters. Not only have they risked their lives in fighting fires, now they're risking their lives because they may get shot by the criminals that the Portland government has put out on the street. I mean, this is just so insulting. This is so idiotic. This is what America has come to now. We have these morons running the government, these batshit crazy Democrats. According to Oregon Live, many details surrounding the vests are still unclear, including when the vests will be worn on top of 45 pounds of gear they're already wearing, how many will be purchased, and when they'll become available. We will always do anything and everything to keep firefighters safe, because that's what keeps people in Portland safe. Well, why the hell don't you fund the police then? Get more police on the street. It's very clear. Tons of studies have been done show that if you reduce a police on the street, crime increases. I mean, this is not a mystery. It's not a secret. John Lott, who's done some of the most brilliant research on this area, has a book on the war on guns. I think the publication date was like 2009, that Amazon hasn't got around to banning yet. We'll give them time. The vests would be used in a situation where firefighters go to rescue an injured person while police are securing an area with an active shooter. The decision comes amidst a year of surging violence as police logged 837 shootings through August, the largest increase in the city's North Precinct, 383 shootings as of August 3rd. The increase was more than 100%. gun violence has become so bad in Portland that DA Mike Schmidt announced the city will spend $1 million to hire 4 new prosecutors and 2 investigators to handle the case. Well, what are they doing letting the criminals out on the street? Meanwhile, Pelosi's January 6th committee is now seeking to criminalize the First Amendment. It was hard for me to imagine Pelosi's political inquisition, more commonly known as the January 6th committee, could get any more detestable, but I should never underestimate the left's depravity. The very First Amendment to the Constitution explicitly protects the right of Americans to peacefully protest and petition their government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The First Amendment is the very foundation of the entire American system. No amendment does more to protect the rights of Americans from tyrannical government than does the First. Yet this week, the January 6th committee launched a full frontal assault on the First Amendment. They subpoenaed 11 individuals, none of them connected in any way to the violence that occurred at the Capitol that day. Most of the subpoenaed are guilty of nothing more than helping to organize the 100% peaceful rally at the Ellipse to hear the President of the United States speak. Mercedes Schlapp has tweeted, "This is a total witch hunt. GOP leaders need to push back against the ridiculous subpoenas against the young staffers." It's not just conservatives who are concerned about this unprecedented attack. Even liberals are expressing concern. At minimum, there needs to be some distinction between people who actually participated in the attack and those who were in D.C. lawfully exercising the right to protest, said Elizabeth Goten, the co-director of the Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program, fearing a dangerous precedent. For you who don't know, the Brennan Center is one of the nation's leading left-wing legal think tanks, named for famed liberal Supreme Court Justice William Brennan. While the subpoenas mark a new low, it's consistent with the committee's entire existence. As Tristan Justice at The Federalist has pointed out, since its inception, the January 6th committee has taken the shape of a partisan show trial seeking to weaponize the legislative branch against the Democrats' political dissidents rather than a legitimate probe investigating the breach of the Capitol complex. And now, with the FBI asserting it was not planned in advance, what's going to happen here? How are they going to proceed now? Completely outrageous. We're at the break, back with Danny Sirus to join me and talk about the death.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
This is an assault with a deadly weapon.
We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? and that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
I just received a phone call from a dear colleague of many years standing that Alex Jones today on his show was going after me, claiming he had nothing to do with the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, apparently suggesting I had written the book, and also claiming that I believe the Twin Towers were brought down by space beams. I can't begin to tell you how fascinating this is, This is a development that's going to have consequences. They say, you know, all publicity is good as long as they spell your name right. Well, this is going to elevate my profile because so many watch Alex Jones and they're going to learn more about the truth about Sandy Hook and about legal issues here, where I reached out to Alex Jones and offered to lend support. But of course, since he'd been on both sides of the issue, he was going to be impaled either way, damned if he did or damned if he didn't, claiming both that it was fake, but also that it was real. The guy turns out to be a marshmallow. He has a spine of a rubber band. I mean, it's just embarrassingly bad. Danny, I'm so glad to have you here. Let me begin with Dr. Tenpenny reporting a Pfizer whistleblower is saying close to 200,000 have died from the COVID vaccines. And by the way, I think that's a low number, 200,000. It's now reported that the FDA is set to approve the Pfizer vaccine anytime now. Well, you know, they were approving a Pfizer they used in Europe, one that was now investigated and has all these weird things in the content. Do they already have they investigated this? Do they already know and just not care? Here's what she says, and Sherry Tenpenny is one of the truth tellers out there. I'm actually talking to a whistleblower right now that's yet to be named, who's an insider at Pfizer, who called and was crying and said that $45,000 number I've documented, at this point it's still hearsay. I've got documentation now, the number's closer to 200,000 who have died within a week or left of getting the shots. Sherry Tenpenny, who has described these mRNA vaccines as perfectly designed killing machines. Here he got a former CNN contributor, Mark Lamont Hill. He suffered a heart attack. He's hospital with blood clots, yet he blasts an NBA player who's opposed to taking the vax. He took the vax. He's suffering from it. Former CNN commentator Mark Lamont Hill had a heart attack and was hospitalized with deep vein thrombosis and blood clots in his lungs. Gee, I wonder where they came from. He's only 42 years old. On Wednesday, he criticized Orlando Magic player Jonathan Isaac for being outspoken about his decision not to take the jab. This sounds smart to people who don't know things, Hill said, blasting Isaac. On Wednesday, a fully vaxxed Hill revealed he suffered a heart attack, had deep vein thrombosis, which caused a primary embolism. I am home and recovering after a rough week after my successful Achilles surgery on Friday. I was rushed to the ER Saturday after suffering a mild heart attack. It turns out I had DVT, deep vein thrombosis, which caused a pulmonary embolism. Blood clots nearly completely blocked my lungs, preventing blood to flow to my heart. The doctor told me I was very lucky not to have died. Fortunately, I received excellent medical care from the team at the Temple University Hospital. This is a guy who can't put two and two together. This is embarrassingly bad. Meanwhile, here's another report. CDC allows hospitals to classify dead vax people as unvaccinated. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has devised a set of rules pertaining to the classification of infectious diseases and death. These rules simultaneously inflate the number of COVID cases in the unvaccinated and allow hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated deaths. How bad is it? I mean, could it be more blatant that they're exaggerating the number who are supposed to be dying from COVID and minimizing the number who are dying from the vax? Now, I guarantee you, the number dying from the vax is huge. Hospitals and laboratories are required to follow these rules and report official COVID-19 data based on them. It appears they were designed to conceal the number of COVID deaths and to conceal the number of deaths caused by the vaccines. This medical fraud and morbid treachery allows the CDC to continue on with a false narrative. The nation is suffering from a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Those who die from the vaccine are now being used as props to falsely advertise the need for more of these deadly vaccines. When an individual receives their first dose, they are still classified as unvaccinated for several weeks after the shot. If they test positive for COVID in the month following, they are officially registered as unvaccinated case. If the vaccine elicits physical symptoms of disease, reported in 50% of recipients in clinical studies, it's classified as a healthy immune reaction to the vaccine or advertises a milder sickness compared to a hypothetical case of COVID, even though there's no way to compare a COVID injury with a hypothetical non-existent case of illness. Vaccinated patients are told to accept this conjecture as fact. It doesn't matter how many drugs a patient needs to manage the pain after they get sick from the vaccine. It doesn't matter how many times a vaccinated patient needs to see a doctor or seek the ER after being vaccinated. The vaccinated patient is told these issues are much better than a potential COVID infection. Even though we know with a COVID infection, even if you got COVID, you have a 99.9, or in some categories, 0.7, or in some categories, 0.8. Prospect of survival. Practically nobody dies from COVID, and those who do are those who already have comorbidities where it tracks. The COVID death rate tracks the natural morbidity rate. It's exactly the same, which shows John Rappaport and Edward Henry have completely 100% on top of all of this by reporting that they've simply reclassified. They're just renaming cases as COVID. Even if you are run over by a truck, even though if you were shot in the head by a jealous husband, you would still be classified as a COVID death. It's just insulting. It's embarrassing. Meanwhile, and this is one Danny sent me, Liz Wheeler, a 37-year-old Catholic mother who determined the risk of the COVID vaccine outweighed the risk of COVID. Very intelligently, she was paying attention. Coerced into getting the vax under threat of not being allowed in her children's classroom, was killed by the COVID vaccine. Her daughters, 5 and 3. Danny, your thoughts about all of the above, and I'm so glad to have you back on the show again, my friend. Danny, it's so blatant, it's so overwhelming. Yesterday, I received a distraught phone call from someone I speak to almost every day. And he was telling me how this very close friend, where they both at one point wanted to join the Marine Corps and get into force reconnaissance, which uses these penetration behind enemy lines to gather intelligence, where my best friend from high school, who went to Stanford, but in the same Navy regular program, I went to Princeton, where we were both commissioned in the Marine Corps, actually went into force reconnaissance. He wound up with a Bronze Star. Now, he was doing feats I wouldn't even begin to imagine undertaking, but my friend, who resides in Cleveland, was calling me to tell me that this guy he'd grown up with, a very dear friend, had been very enthusiastic about getting the jab. He had now died. He was great shape, physically fit, all that, just like this Catholic mother, just like that CNN commentator. And Danny, can they truly be so much in denial that they don't understand what's going on here? Can the public continue to deny the statistics? And this is why I think what I've just published on my blog today, which we're going to review in detail, are so stunning and important. They show nearly a million adverse effects recorded by WHO, where in past years there had been virtually zero versus a million. So WHO hasn't noticed a difference. We'll get there, Danny, but I want to give you a chance to respond to all the above. Yes.
Hey, Jim, we can't hear Danny.
Oh, you can't hear Danny?
No, we can't hear Danny.
Oh, Danny, you better call into the show, okay? Call into the show because you've been making so many points and they cannot hear you, okay? You got the number? 540-352-4452. Perhaps I should have had you do this from the beginning, but I thought we'd be okay with Zoom. I thought it worked before. Danny, call in, get Mitchell, get connected with Mitchell, and then we'll go from there. So you can just get off of Zoom, Danny. But watch it. I mean, keep it open visually so you can see. Sure. 540-352-4452. You got it? Okay, Mitchell, he'll be calling you right now. Meanwhile, I mean, Let me go back to talk about some of these things. What Danny's making the connection. Danny, you got to mute yourself, Danny. Well, let me see what in the world we can do here. Because now we're getting... Danny's off, both muted and whatever. I don't know. This is puzzling.
Can you hear me over the phone now, sir?
No, Danny, you got to be talking directly to Mitchell, not here through me. Are you with
Mitchell? He's here with us on Skype, Jim.
Okay, Danny, go for it. Go for it, Danny. Excellent.
Okay, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, very well, Danny. Repeat all of the above. Remember, no one heard a word you said.
Well, what I was saying, sir, is it's astounding every single day to me what the media is constantly saying to us. You know, what I was saying is the numbers, you were going over what Dr. Tenpenny said, the numbers that they're giving us, I believe, are completely false. I believe there's way more adverse reactions than they're telling us. I also believe the death count is much higher than we're being told. Dr. Artis said to maybe even add a zero or more to the numbers because they're skewing how many injuries and how many deaths are taking place. I was also amazed at every single day how we're seeing the media completely lie to us and ignore all of the injuries and the death while they keep pushing the vax. We all know people in our lives that we've lost over this. And I have a pretty good friend that I've been close to for a long time, for many years, that got the jab earlier this year because of his job. He knew better. He knew that, you know, he didn't want to have it, but he was afraid to lose his income. So he got talked into getting the jab. And a few weeks after he had his second shot, he had a blood clot and he died in his sleep of a heart attack, according to the coroner. And of course, they put him down as a COVID death. So, you know, I don't know how much more the public are going to take of this jab situation, sir, or lose your job. How many more people have to die around us before people finally wake up and start revolting? It better happen fast.
Better happen fast because they're dropping like flies. I agree, Danny. And, you know, maybe I'll flip forward already to the before we look at the gruesome images of these things in the vaccine, go all the way to the very first blog. Now, everyone out there, remember, I'm telling you, go to jamesfetzer.org and click on the very first story so it'll open up for you. WHO, that's a World Health Organization, of course, runs its own database of 2+ million adverse effects for COVID jabs. And I found something peculiar there. Here's the editor's note I added. According to international law and the Nuremberg Code, adopted after World War II, and the discovery that Dr. Joseph Mengele had been conducting experimental medical procedures on prisoners without their consent, no medical procedure may be permitted that brings about death and injury to the subjects. Given the vast damage being done today by these mRNA fake vaccines, how can this be allowed to continue? The answer is simple. The Rothschilds own our medical establishment, lock, stock, and barrel. And, of course, they own the media as well. So what are the Nuremberg Code's ethical guidelines? The Nuremberg Code aimed to protect human subjects from enduring the kind of cruelty and exploitation of prisoners at concentration camps. The 10 elements of the code are voluntary consent is essential. Voluntary consent. Mandates violate that right off the bat. If you're ordered, you don't have voluntary consent. Voluntary consent means you grant to do it willingly based upon appropriate knowledge of the risks and the benefits, as well as the available alternatives. This is why they're so massively suppressing information about HCQ and ivermectin. If there are available alternatives, there can be no necessity to take a vaccination that's going to harm you. The results of any experiment must be for the greater good of society. Well, it's killing off a massive proportion of humanity for the greater good of society. Human experiments should be based on previous animal experimentation. I believe that that was the case. They did the animal experiments, but they all died, so they haven't shared it with us. Experiments should be conducted by avoiding physical, mental suffering, and injury, and no experiment should be conducted if it's believed to cause death or disability. The risk should never exceed the benefits. Well, the death and disability here is absolutely stunning. Look at this. And this is from the WHO, and I agree with Danny. Since this is basically data that represents a tiny percentage, I would say minimally, you could add 10. It's showing in 2021 that the adverse events, reactions from the world were 2,881,543. 2,181,543. In 2020, 2,254. In 2019, 82. In 2018, 29. In 2017, 2. In 2016, 1. In 2014, 1. They know the enormity of the damage. They are clearly, blatantly in violation of the Nuremberg Code. So I encourage everyone to copy and share that blog as well as the second, to which we shall return. Remember, the WHO is documenting adverse reactions from around the world, and it's in excess of 2 million. 2 million. Here are some of the categories. Blood and lymphatic system disorder, 88,000 plus. Cardiac disorders, 107,000 plus. Congenital, 1,188. Urine labyrinth disorder, 72,000 plus. Endocrine, nearly 3,000. Eye disorders, 80,000 plus. Gastrointestinal, 452,000 plus. General disorders, 1,333,000 plus. Hematobiliary disorders, 4,000 plus. Immune disorders, 30,000 plus. Infections and infestations, 146,000 plus. Injury, poisoning, procedural complications, 106,000 plus. Investigations, 298,000 plus. Metabolic and nutritional disorders, 50,000. Musculoskeletal and connective tissue, 643,000 plus. Neoplasm, benign, malignant, or unspecified with cysts and polyps, 3,000 plus. Nervous system disorder, 946,000 plus. Pregnancy and so forth, 4,000 plus. Product issues, 3,000 plus. Psychiatric, 103,000 plus. Renal and urinary, 17,000 plus. Reproductive, 84,000 plus. Respiratory, thoracic, 231,000 plus. Skin and subcutaneous disorders, 301,000 plus. Social circumstance, 15,000 plus. Surgical and medical, 19,000 plus. Vascular disorders, 118,000 plus. They're distributed by sex. The percentage is 69% female, 30% male. That's over 1,500,000 female and not quite 650,000 male. Here's the troubling part, namely the overwhelming number in the year 2025 after the vax. This takes me back to a graph I've been showing in the past where it's like a hockey stick on the side. It just suddenly shoots up. Here it is. When we got this guy, former CNN commentator, I introduced the jab, and you see, everything was normal, virtually a flat line until 2021. Just outrageous. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, sir, you're pointing out, you know, the obvious, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, people are getting injured by the day. We're seeing, you know, famous people go down. We're seeing commentators on TV, sports figures being injured, being in the hospital. You know, I was just reading yesterday about a woman that was touting having the vax. You know, she was sort of bragging that she was fine. She was pregnant. She was actually breastfeeding. And now I hear it's reported that her baby actually passed away. I mean, I just don't know how much more pain the public is going to endure before they finally figured out that, you know what, we're being lied to on a daily basis. And there's something much more sinister taking place than a vaccine. Much, much more sinister, sir.
Well, everyone's got to understand that they're murdering humanity. They're out to kill you, your children. You'll never have children. This induces a lot of sterility in women. They're having miscarriages, stillborn. They're having menstrual periods 2 a month. Postmenopausal women are having their periods back. Prepubescent girls are having periods. I mean, this is just outrageous, Danny. And the fact is, here you got a guy. This Mark Lamont Hill has a heart attack after taking the vax and gets blood clots, and he's attacking those who are opposed to the vax. How stupid, how dumb can we be, Danny? How much in denial? I mean, it's just stunning to me.
Well, those, sir, that are in the media or on television obviously are thinking about their paycheck. They're following the narrative to keep their job and keep the money coming in. It's obvious. They're not looking at actually what's going on whatsoever. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the miscarriage because I have a friend of mine's wife that just had a miscarriage. And it's just, it's horrible. They're suffering like crazy. It's just, they can't believe it happened. They know it has to do with the shedding and being around the vax. I mean, it just never ends, the injuries that are taking place. And I only wonder how much longer is the public going to put up with this, sir? How much longer are they going to put up with getting their jobs threatened, you know, the police are losing their jobs, the firemen are losing their jobs, doctors and nurses are losing their jobs. How much longer are the public going to go until they figure out everybody around them is dying and is being extinguished over a horrible, horrible vaccine that's not even a vaccine? It's not helping anybody, and all it's basically doing is it's depopulating.
We'll be right back with Danny Siris.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read "America Nuked on 9/11." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Now, Danny, my wife just returned from a medical appointment and picked up some fried mushrooms on the way. So I'm going to have a mushroom or two. Well, you go ahead and talk. Talk about all these issues because your voice wasn't going over the air before. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay now, sir?
Yes.
You know, sir, I just would like to talk a little bit about, you know, overall what's going on and the denial that's going on out there. You know, I hope everyone that's listening understands exactly what's going on from the beginning. I mean, you know, things are bad. They get worse by the day. But I want everyone to think about, you know, our current so-called president that's in office right now is a man in a mask. Okay, I want to say that again. He is a man who wears a mask and is not even a real person. I think everybody knows this. I think, you know, most people understand this. But yet we go along with this. How can that be possible that the man supposedly that's running the country is wearing a mask and is not real? We know that that is not the real Joe Biden. He doesn't even look like the real Joe Biden when you see the pictures side by side, you know, but yet the only reason he seems to be the Joe Biden is because we've been looking at the fake one on TV for so long now that people forget what the real one looks like. And only could I put on a fake puppet, somebody that could put in a fake person wearing a mask, could pull off such a criminal act over the world, a crime against humanity over these fake vaccines that are injuring tens of millions of people around the world and killing millions of people. And I just hope, sir, that show after show after show, as we put out this evidence and we tell these stories, that one of them will resonate with somebody somewhere and people will start to speak up. They'll tell their friends and their family. They'll stick their head out and say, hey, you better not get that shot, because we all need to start pulling together and we all need to say enough is enough. Stop the shots. I'm also quite puzzled, as I don't see anybody in Congress besides Rand Paul, maybe a few others, that are standing loudly and screaming, stop the shots. We're killing the population. Stop it. And demanding an investigation. It's very puzzling that I don't see any of them screaming to the top of their lungs. You know, could it be that they're all exempted from the jab now? So they have nothing to say. I mean, I just don't understand. I find it amazing that the general public would put up with a Congress that is allowing this to continue day after day after day with these injuries building day after day, sir. I'm amazed every single day.
Well, remember, Dave, the whole election was rigged.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that it was rigged. I mean, they've been planning this for years. You know, we can go back to the 2012 Olympics, the opening ceremony, where you can see the whole thing was about COVID. And then we go to the drill that they held, in October of 2019, where they're sitting around the table practicing the release of COVID-19 on the world. You know, before it even happened, before it was even announced, before we even heard anything about Wuhan or any of this nonsense, they ran a drill. They were so arrogant that they filmed themselves holding this drill. And I find, you know, anytime anybody sees that, it sort of helps to wake people up. That would be Plandemic 2. Anybody can go online and find it on BitChute or on Rumble. I would encourage anybody to look up Plandemic 2, it's called. And look at the drill and look at them hold it right in the world's face before it even happened. I mean, how much longer are we going to put up with this nonsense, sir? They're depopulating the world. There's nothing more that we can call it. We've had expert after expert, doctor after doctor, virologist after virologist that is being silenced on the mainstream media, but yet they are coming out on BitChute, on Rumble, and on Telegram and telling us daily, do not take the shots. And they're telling us not only do not take the shots, they're explaining to us exactly what shot number one does, what shot number two does, what the boosters are doing, and how people are getting injured and they're dying every single day because of these shots. But the censoring is so massive amongst the people in control that I just don't get it. People must be staying tuned in to mainstream media. Too many people have not figured out they're being lied to on a daily basis. And I'm very grateful to you and others that are doing their best to get the word out daily to try and warn others on what's going on.
Well, Danny, let's go to that other blog, because you really invited me to my attention to these microscopic analyses in the video that we have yet to play. But the images of the Pfizer jab under the microscope are right there on my blog at jamesvetzer.org. Now, do you have your screen open, Danny, so you can see what I've got there?
I do, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So there it is. One of the last two blogs, jamesvetzer.org. Those are the two you want to look at. Those are the ones we're considering. New images of Pfizer jab under the microscope. Where the original post was attributed to a Dr. John B., who, to spare himself all the harassment, attacks, and maybe even the loss of his life, not from the jab, mind you, but for exposing its consequences, is remaining anonymous. This was updated just 3 hours ago, reposted with respect to the importance of the international humanicide emergency. These new images from the microscopy analysis of the Pfizer vaccine are some of the best yet. Multiple releases within the last 10 days regarding the key issue of undisclosed ingredients indicate the avalanche has truly started. If we follow the rule of exponential discovery, the kick-up has just begun. Meanwhile, here we see outside the drop, inside the drop, all kinds of little particles have a diameter about one, I believe that is nanometer, tiny, tiny, tiny. Remember, for comparison, the diameter of a human hair is 70 to 90 nanometers. So this is one nanometer. So it's about 1/70th or 1/90th the size of a human hair. In other words, these are very small. Human red blood cells, 8 nanometers. SARS-CoV-2, supposed to be 100 nanometers. Meanwhile, the smaller particles are equal to 500 nanometers. We're showing some. You see the distance there, Danny? Here's another. Some other particle aggregations were visible in the liquid. I'm going through what everyone can access for themselves at jamesvetzer.org. Now, here in 6N, I'm seen what is very, very troubling, fiber-like structures. Some of them look like a continuous A and C. Some have branches, B and D. Danny, that's already very creepy. These are living things. These are living organisms, fibrous organisms. Your thoughts?
Well, sir, I saw Dr. Kerry Majay, and I sent you that video on Stu Peters the other day, and she took some of the first pictures that I know of the vaccines, and she showed these spider-like creatures with tentacles that moved around and actually lifted themselves up off of the slide, and she described it as one of the most horrific things she had ever seen. She said she started to cry as she examined all the materials under the slide. It was quite horrific. She said it's almost if the entity knew it was being watched and moved around. She did show that on a live video on the show. It was one of the most disgusting things I'd ever seen. Just to think that whatever these things are that are in the vaccine. And she checked all the vaccines, all three brands, if I remember correctly. And just the fact that people would inject whatever this substance is, whatever these entities are that are in the vaccine, into the human body, sir, is one of the most disgusting thoughts, worse than any horror movie you could possibly think of. And I just hope that the public is watching today and they wake up to what is going on with the poison that's inside of these so-called vaccines, sir. It is just truly disgusting.
Yeah, I hope everyone out there will, you know, just copy the links and share them with your friends and anyone you care about, because this is horrific confirmation of our worst fears as to what's in these vaccines that are being injected into over 100 million Americans have been injected with these. The vaccines contain these little fibrous. And of course, they're not really vaccines, as Catherine Austin Phipps has emphasized. They're injectables. They're not actually vaccines. They're injectables. So that we have this weird stuff. Here's another in 7N. More fiber-like structures, a ring-like structure was seen once. That's in D. These are more fibrous little entities. Please, a note from Mark in relation to D. He says this is a theme so far unrecognized. What is it? What is this little circular thing? Danny, I want you to add any thoughts you want. But if you go to 8, we have another class of particles, comparatively large with unique light refraction properties, coming in different shapes. Some are rod-like, some are more square, some are more rectangular. Look at those, Danny. Give me your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are, sir, it's disgusting, as I said. I'm not a scientist. I have no idea what these items are when I look under a microscope. You know, I don't have a trained eye, but I know enough to know, sir, that they don't belong in any kind of a so-called vaccine that you should inject in your body. And I know enough to know as a human that I wouldn't want anybody to inject these items inside of my particular body for sure. I mean, these objects don't belong inside of a vaccine. There's something going on. There's something very sinister at work here. You know, as Dr. Majay said the other day, the emotion on her face said it all when she showed the spider-like creature that was inside of the vaccines. There's something extremely sinister going on with these vaccines. I'm hoping that, you know, there's somebody in the military that's watching this today, that's looking at this. We'll look at the video that Dr. Majay had put up and you know, maybe even take it to a lab themselves and go find out what exactly is going on here. I mean, people need to wake up faster, sir. My fear is we're just not waking up fast enough to this horrific crimes of humanity that's taking place.
I'm with you, Danny. Look at 9, and look at this D, 9D. That looks like a little creature, you know, like it could be almost like a cockroach, maybe more like a tick. I mean, this is weird, very weird that this is put in anybody's body. I mean, God knows what havoc it's going to wreak. Danny, you see the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, sir. And it does look like some kind of an entity when you look at it. I'm not trained. I don't know what that is. That does need to be put under an electron microscope and dissected. Dr. Majay also showed what looked like the graphene oxide in some of her pictures as well. And, you know, sir, I just like to point out to everybody, you know, graphene oxide is a poison. It's listed as a poison. It doesn't belong inside the human body. And I'd also like to point out, you know, scientist Dane Wigington, who you've had on your show in the past, has done recent testing by sending up a chase plane behind the geoengineering chemical planes that are doing the spraying. And we all know that's taking place. That's no more of a secret. But he sent up a chase plane like he does on a regular basis to test the chemicals that are coming out of the plane. And they now find that there's graphene oxide is one of the chemicals that's being sprayed on the population along with all the other chemicals that they're spraying. So it just would seem to me, sir, that they're desperate to get this chemical graphene oxide into the population and get them to ingest it. And I just don't understand, not being a scientist, why they want this chemical ingested into the population. But it's obvious, sir. You can draw no other conclusion when you look at the evidence.
Well, Danny, the explanation is multifold. I have on my blog an interview with a fellow who purportedly designed the graphene oxide, and he explains how once you have graphene oxide in your body, you're on a 10-year lifespan, and you can tell how much time you have left by the percentage of graphene oxide in your bloodstream. If it's 10%, you have 9 years. If it's 20%, you have 8 years, and so forth. This graphene oxide is self-replicating, Danny. It is weird, weird, weird stuff. And it does have aspects of looking like a spider-like. I suspect that's what you're reporting that Dr. Bidet has observed here. But he's saying it's deadly, and he's happy about it. He's happy about it. He's of the Henry Kissinger school about ridding the planet of useless eaters, which are ordinary human beings who don't belong to their elite, rich, super rich circle, Danny. And by the way, let me just toss in. I observed the other day that they always tell us what they're going to do in the future. I think they have shown us our future in the movie series Hunger Games. Mark my words, that's what they want for the future, Hunger Games. If you want a chill go up your body, you don't have to watch Dr. Strangelove about nuclear warfare. It's now superseded by biological warfare. And Hunger Games tells you, I think, the future they have in mind for humanity. Danny, I'm going to flip to another 10N on the blog. This is weird stuff. It looks like junk. What do you think we got there on 10N, Danny?
It almost looks like broken glass, I mean, to an untrained eye, sir. I don't know how to describe those particular images. But, I mean, again, I know enough to know that that sort of thing does not belong inside of an injectable vaccine that goes into the body. I don't see anything in there that could heal you. You know, there's no way that graphene oxide belongs in your body. You know, we've seen the videos out there where there's a man that has his arm cut open with a scalpel, and they pull the metal from his arm. It looks like a metal BBs, and then it sticks to a magnet. It's disgusting. And I'm thinking, what in the world could that be used to heal any sort of a disease, graphene oxide? It's just absolutely disgusting. I've also seen recently another video where how graphene oxide acts around electricity or around magnets, and how it collates together and it moves around with a magnet. And Michael Jaco, the former Navy SEAL, had a very interesting video that he had posted on how this graphene oxide could act around the 5G and how it could be pulled together throughout the body using magnetism. So I can only wonder, there's something about this graphene oxide, the 5G possibly, that they can control its movements. I'm not sure how that works. Again, I'm not a scientist, but again, we're doing our best here to expose to the public what is inside this vaccine. And I hope people will look at this and tell others, warn people and their friends, their family, and say, hey, wait a minute, look at the slides here. Do you want this particular thing in your body? Do you want to take a booster shot that continually loads your body up with these toxic looking things? Take a look at this. Maybe you ought to, you know, think about it before you
do this. This is turning your bloodstream into a junkyard. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And Danny, there's another blog I have there. It might be the third or the fourth most recent about the master plan, pointing out that the graphene oxide turns out to be the thinnest substance known to man, but that it can be used to create an interface between 5G, as you were hinting, 5G, where he even speculates that it can create a 5G electromagnetic interface with your brain and induce thoughts and even feelings so that when Klaus Schwab, who happens to be a Rothschild, the head of the World Economic Forum, says, you know, in 2035, you'll own nothing and you'll be happier than you ever were. He's talking about inducing commonality of thought, commonality of feeling across every member of the human race that exists on planet Earth, apart from the elite themselves. We'll all lose our creativity and our individuality and our freedom of the will, which really is the ability to act in accordance with our own preferences, given our motives, our beliefs, our ethics, our abilities, and our capabilities, that without coercion or constraint, because obviously we're going to be constrained from even having the thoughts we would have had absent the graphene oxide and the interface created with 5G. It's a terrifying image, but I guarantee you this is the sort of thing they have in mind. And I encourage everyone out there, check out that blog too. Here's another Danny in 11N, a few unusual shaped objects. A long rib structure, for example, a particle with some spikes attached to it. That D looks more spider-like, Danny, but look at B. Give me your thoughts.
You know, sir, it looks like a junkyard of debris is what it looks like. I don't know if that's the graphene oxide, but the one, the D with the tentacles, is closer to what Dr. Carrie Majay had showed the other day on her photos.
Yes.
And I just don't understand what something with tentacles like that, that obviously in her video is moving around inside of the vaccine.
Right.
It actually lifted. I saw it with my own eyes, sir. It actually lifted itself with its legs off of the slide. It didn't remain flat. It was a 3D, and you could see the tentacles push down on the slide and walk and move. I mean, sir, you talk about something from a horror movie. Whatever this item is that they're injecting into people, it's just so disgusting, sir.
Yes.
You know, I often wonder, you know, maybe they'll never approve this vaccine. They're telling us they're going to approve it, but I think they like operating under this emergency authorization, because that way they never need to disclose to the public what's in the vaccine.
Yes.
They're getting the damage done. They're getting the public to take it, because if it was ever disclosed what all these materials are, I mean, people would be so horrified. Of course they would never take it. Of course it would never be approved. I would like the FDA to come out and explain to me, what are these items that are in the vaccine? What are these creature-like items that we're seeing on these slides?
Danny, the whole U.S. medical establishment, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, even the American Medical Association, are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Rothschilds. Have no doubt about it. We had two principled, high-ranking members of the FDA resign, no doubt out of conscience, because they couldn't go along with this scheme, this monstrous scam, which is analogous to putting miniature spiders into your bloodstream. Does anyone really want to put miniature spiders into their bloodstream? That's what's going on here, Danny. Here's another now. This is a liquid crystallized after about 15 minutes. This is pretty strange. And there's one more, Danny. Here's another. Sometimes the encapsulated crystallized area contained objects with different light refraction properties, meaning they had, you know, creatures within creatures here. There are a couple more, 14 oval-shaped encapsulated crystalline structures. Here's another that have complex internal substructures with compartmentalization. Here's another, an oval-shaped crystalline structure with a fiber-like object with a diameter. I mean, look at that, Danny. This is all weird, weird, weird stuff. Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, the other thing I noticed on with Dr. Majay's findings the other day and looking into that, when they put a light on the slide, that spider-like creature with the tentacles actually reacted to the light and almost seemed like it knew it was being watched. as it moved around into the corner and did not like the light that was being shined on the slide. I mean, again, sir, I'm not a scientist. I have no way of knowing what these objects are. But I do, again, I have to keep saying I know enough to know that these objects don't belong inside of a vaccine. We've never seen these kind of items before inside of a vaccine. And I don't understand, and the public has to ask themselves, do I really want to inject these into my body? And how is it possible that these items are going to cure me of this so-called disease called coronavirus? I mean, you just have to say to yourself, enough is enough.
Why do you need a vaccine to protect yourself from a threat that has a 99.9% survival rate anyway, without the vaccine? We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
We'll be right back.
Hello, Dr. Fetfer, are you back?
Yeah, I am back. Now, notice there's also a chart there showing where we are right now in October of 2021 and how the graph is going to go up and up and up and up, so that everyone has to get a grip on this. I was originally going to take callers now, but I think what we've got here is so stunning. Danny, I want to go back to those two videos and play at least parts of them. Here's the first one. Let me play a part of it, make sure we can hear. Mitchell, let me know you can hear, because the guy's voice is kind of soft. Too soft, right, Mitchell?
No, nobody. Jim, okay, while we run the break, we did have a caller. Tony from Chicago called in before you shut it all down.
Who called?
Tony is on right now with us.
Okay, well, go ahead. Since we got him there, go ahead. Tony, speak.
Yeah, do you have any clue what's going on in Lithuania?
In Lithuania?
Yeah. All right. You will be shell-shocked.
Well, then okay. Tell us.
There's a video. Lithuania goes full new world order. Or it's only a minute and 28 seconds. Or you can go to vaccinehoax.com. If you know, all the way on the bottom of the page, which means, you know, you need to, I don't know what type of memory you have in your computer. Or on Vaccine Hoax, the path to tyranny button, it's a little shorter, scroll down. But I don't expect you to watch it while I'm on the phone with you, because you got other things you want to do. But while you're on this show, you still have a half hour left. You should watch it. You don't need to do the volume. You'll look at this thing, this little judge.
Well, Danny, if you got it there, can you play it so we can hear it?
Well, no, there's really, yeah, it's just music. Let me describe to you what's just music. Let me describe to you what you're going to see. You're going to see it. It's only a minute and 28 seconds. They are doing full passport, vaccine passports everywhere, banks, groceries, every place you go into it. Most of the people have smartphones with QR codes. There's a few using the papers, okay, you know, with QR codes printed on it. Okay, if you don't get the vaccine, you lose your job, okay, or you don't get paid, just like they did in Italy last week. And this was going on. Lithuania is only 2.8 million people. And I remember a few, you know, maybe last month, you know, I'm always looking at protests in Europe, and I never looked. There were some over there, some pretty big ones. And I look at it, in the back of my mind, I'm saying Lithuania, I was all, you know, focused on France and Italy and, you know, Germany, UK. But anyway, it's mind-blowing. The people that are listening to this show, you have to look at this thing. I don't know. You know, I mean, it keeps on getting more and more shocking, and people in this country don't really want to get out on the street too much. Like, I mean, there was a protest up in Minneapolis, up in the capital of Minnesota. Is that Minneapolis? It's a couple thousand nurses. The guy from Texas, I forgot, the high wire guy was up there. So there's some scattered protests here and there, but I mean, this is what it's coming to. Did you watch that video?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Where am I going to find it? On BitChute.
Okay, you can either search Lithuania, which is, if you know how to spell it, goes full new world order, or you can go to vaccinehoax.com on the front page, the very last video, or vaccinehoax.com passport, vaccine passport tyranny page, which is, you know, the button's right there, one of the red buttons you click, and that's a little, you know, there's less videos on there. Anyway, like I said, I'll let you guys go for your thing.
Tony, let me see here. I've got it here. Let's see if we can hear it.
Well, it's just music.
Became the first country in Europe people without a COVID pass are banned in most public supermarkets, shopping centers, stores, banks, restaurants, cafes, gyms, libraries, repair services, haircuts, much more. They're checking their passes. At entrances, people queue in line to have their pass verified. Guards scan the pass of each person, sometime with a handheld scanner, sometime with an installed machine. If you have a valid pass, a light flashes green and beeps, then you may enter.
It's
COVID pass is in the form of a QR code on the former on paper.
That's disgusting.
You're not getting shivers.
A person without a COVID pass may not enter. That person is banned from participating in society. Lithuania's passcode regime, without a pass, you're banned from shopping centers, restaurants, bank, gym, university, non-emergency medical, supermarkets, non-essential stores, cafes. First full COVID pass regime. All restrictions in effect already. Other countries are imposing their own restrictions. Tony, I'm glad you called out. That's very, very instructive.
Jim, please put it on your website. People have to look at this. And just one last thing is, I know you want to go on to this material you want to cover. Okay, there's a huge, you know, it's probably all watered down and intermarried, but there's a huge Lithuanian community in Chicago area. I remember in the 80s when I was in my 20s, you know, they're yelling, screaming, you know, Russia this, Russia that, man, freedom, 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 Russia out of Lithuania, you communist SOBs and all this crap. And look what happened to that little BS garbage European country 30 years later. They put this on themselves like this. And you have a female PM, the head of parliament, the president. You can go look this country up. They're all wearing masks. They just sucked down this whole Rothschild, white genocide enslavement plan down their throats. It's amazing. And just one last thing, I called the Lithuanian, they have a Lithuanian cultural center out a few miles out by my house here. I'm thinking, why aren't these people down at the Lithuanian consulate in downtown Chicago doing a sit-in protest, you know? I mean, I wanted to see if these people knew what was going on. I called up. It's just some dumbed-down, woman. I hate to sound like, so arrogant. You know, Chicago white people are just totally dumbed-down idiot sports fan assholes. She didn't think they actually knew. And she didn't want to talk to me. So I said, do you people want to do anything about it? You going to go to the consulate? She didn't really want to talk. I mean, while we're here, but 30 years ago, they were going ballistic over the Russians. They need a Russian invasion, don't you think? I mean, okay, I've spoken my piece. People got to look at this video. Jim, please put it on your website, because this is what they want in this country and all over the world, okay? I'll let you know. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Okay. I've already downloaded it. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Fetzer, I'd like to say, I have a contact from a small little island country next to India called Sri Lanka.
Right.
Anybody can look that up on the map. And, he explained to me what life's been like. And him and his family were forced jabbed. And he was not given a choice. Basically, in Sri Lanka, as he describes to me, he couldn't leave the house. Not only was he not going to lose his job, but he wasn't even going to be able to leave the house, go get groceries, or do anything in that small little country. And he didn't really have the means for him and his family to get out. And he was just, he's on this small island. There's nothing he can do. The authorities are forcing everybody to get the jab, and he's disgusted. He listens to the news that we listen to. I send him reports. He listens to your show, sir. It's just amazing how some of these countries, they have no weapons, they have no means of fighting back whatsoever. It's just disgusting, sir. I often wonder, and I hope it doesn't never happen, but I often wonder, when are the bullets going to start to fly? How much longer are people going to put up with losing their family members, particularly these miscarriages that are happening? Again, I spoke earlier of a close friend. His wife had a miscarriage the other day. I just don't know how much more the American people are going to put up with. They're so focused on making their next dollar on whatever is left of their job or their business, that they just seem to let the next person worry about, what's really happening here. And it's time for all of us to pull together, in my opinion, and get the word out. Make a list of people. Make a list of your friends and family. Take the links to all these news stories and send them out on a regular basis and encourage people to do the same. And I just honestly believe if we all pull together, maybe we can get the word out to enough people to force Congress to say enough is enough is enough. It's time to stop these shots. It's killing people. It's injuring people. You know, we have to keep the pressure up to let them know, sir, that we know what's going on. You know, we know what's going on, and we must pressure Congress to stop these shots and stop this crime against humanity that's taking place with this so-called COVID vaccine.
I have some good, very good people who comment on my blog, and here's one from Will, too. These kinds of figures, he's talking about what we were reporting from the WHO, over 2 million adverse reactions. These kinds of figures would never have been accepted in the past. So someone with tremendous power and resources is allowing this to continue, no doubt the Rothschilds. It's beyond outrageous. We need to start a fund to arrange for a venue to hold the Nuremberg 2 trials, because the number of traitors involved in this scam has become legion. Another, this is from Dawn, talking about the images we've been talking about. I've looked through my microscope many times, and some of these particles look like random junk in an unclean, sloppy laboratory. Would I roll up my sleeve for this slipshod brew? I don't think so. Meanwhile, here's another. Stop this shit now. A 16-year-old just wanted to play hockey. Now he's dead. You effing animals that cause this will pay. Very disturbing, Danny. They got a photograph of the kid. Looks like a great kid. And there he is. He wanted to play hockey, so he got the shot, and now he's dead.
You know, sir, I'd like to point out, we covered on a show not too long ago, the exemption list. And as you read through this exemption list, another point I'd like to bring out is the people that could stop this particular thing from happening, the people in power that could raise up and stop the shots are the very ones, sir, that are actually exempted from the shot. If you think about that, I find that very eerie that the White House employees, all of Congress is completely exempted from the shot.
I got the list right here. Exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates, Congress and the legislative branch, congressional staff, judicial branch, White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, USPS employees, NIAID employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, illegal aliens. You know, Fauci is out there saying, you know, we don't even know if we can get together for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but that the illegal migrants are not spreading COVID. Think about that, Danny. This guy ought to be taken out and crucified. Let's prosecute him to the full extent of the law. His activities, his murderous actions are simply astounding and mind-boggling.
Well, I agree to that, sir. I mean, and then we have the Afghan, the so-called unvetted Afghan refugees that are also excluded from the jab, being given ivermectin on the flights as they come over here, but yet, you know, they're trying to restrict Americans from getting the ivermectin. You know, you mentioned we should have a Nuremberg 2 trials. I think everybody agrees, at least the people I know agree with that. But I mean, who's going to force the trials? If the military doesn't come out and our law enforcement doesn't come out and go after these people, who's going to be left? I mean, think about it. Why is our military being forced jabbed, but yet that list you just read is not being jabbed? That doesn't make any sense. Why are the police being forced jabbed around the country in many departments, but yet, you know, Congress and all these other people are not being forced jabbed? And it looks to me, sir, like the people in power that actually could have the power to stop this are the ones that are on the exemption list.
What?
And the ones that could prevent this from happening are getting forced jabbed, i.e. the military and the police. Are the elite creating an exemption list and going after the police and going after the military because they have guns and they could come and arrest them?
Danny,
is that exactly why they're jabbing them?
Danny, Danny, what could be more obvious? Absolutely, 100%. You're spot on. And that's why they wanted to defund the police, to weaken. They're trying to create chaos in civil society. They're not maintaining the borders because they want to have open borders. That's part of one world government, no more nation states. Donald Trump was the antithesis. He was an America first guy. So, of course, they had to get rid of him because Donald Trump was making the United States a more vibrant nation state. He was controlling the borders. He had the economy under control. The lowest earning wage earners were seeing their wages rise at the fastest rate. We do have a caller standing by from 408. Give us your first name and join the conversation.
It's me,
Paul. Yeah, Paul, I'm glad. Go ahead.
You know, I just thought I would point out, as I mentioned before, it's a frustrating thing, and I know every thought that's going through your head and Danny's head, and mine too, but it's just worth remembering that nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head and making them do this. That's from their point of view, that's the beauty of this thing, you know, and from my point of view, it's the disgusting, aspect of my fellow Americans, my fellow human beings, and nobody has any balls or any spine anymore. I've been giving people the finger figuratively and literally since I was 19 years old, and it's mostly served me well, sometimes not. But, you know, again, to characterize these people as murderers, okay, I suppose so, but they're not doing anything. They're just telling you to do something. They're telling you to take something.
Okay, Paul. Look, Paul, I like you a lot. I think you often make useful points, but this is stupid beyond belief. They're being played. The public is played. And the fact they're not as smart as you to figure it out doesn't mean they aren't being played. It doesn't make them culpable. I'm going to give you the boot, Paul, because you've gone over the edge. Mitchell, drop Paul. I think this is just insulting beyond belief. Insulting. Thank you. Danny, don't you agree? I mean, Paul is saying everyone is their own victim because they're not as smart as Paul. I'd say I give Paul the finger over that one.
Well, sir, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, I understand his frustration for sure. I think a lot of us that are awake are very frustrated, sir, at the people that are not awake. You know, for instance, I spend a lot of time as you researching this COVID thing, you know, daily, reading the reports, going through Telegram, going through BitChute, going through Rumble, where all the doctors in the world seem to be posting because they're censored. But yet, you know, we all have neighbors and friends that are so busy right now with their nose to the grindstone trying to make their next dollar to pay their rent or keep their light bill on that they're just not focused on this news. They're trying to live their life the best they can. And they're letting it go over their head, and it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
I sense the frustration in Paul's voice. I don't know if I agree with everything that he said. Everybody deserves to know the truth, and that's why we do our best to get the news out. But we need to do more, I believe. And I don't think it's their fault. I just think they haven't woken up yet. It's just going to take the right person to get into that person's life and show them the report to get them to wake up. We just need
Danny,
to keep going.
Danny, you know, they've captivated that word, woke. The woke are those who are progressive. The woke are the social justice warriors. The woke are taking down the statues. The woke are running the arson and the looting and the riots. Those are the woke. When you use the word, they're not awake, meaning they don't understand what's really going on. But we've explained time and time again why most people aren't in the position to know what's really going on and are being played for suckers and saps. Paul would say, well, they ought to know better. Well, I wish. I only wish. I spent 35 years in higher education. I wish I could reach out to everyone. But for him to make, in my opinion, a very insulting insinuation, especially to working Americans, who are having enough trouble getting food on the table and keeping a roof over their head, and who believe sincerely, because they've been led to believe in the past, that the government was actually seeking to protect them and look out for their well-being when the government, in this case, is out to kill them and murder their children. I don't like Paul's lack of empathy. It comes across as arrogant. It comes across as self-promoting. We already know how fucking smart Paul is. He's told us many times. And I like having him on usually. But in this case, in my opinion, he has missed the boat 100% as in insulting all the decent Americans who just haven't known which side is up. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, sir, it goes to show just how powerful Operation Mockingbird is. I don't know if we cover that or not. We've covered it many times ad nauseum in the past. But, you know, the mainstream media just keeps going every single day with take the vaccine, and they're just not reporting these adverse conditions. I was watching a news report yesterday or the day before on the basketball player that refuses to get the jab. And, you know, they kind of were going around about how he doesn't want to do it. He pointed out the adverse reactions. He pointed out some key things. But yet when it was over, the media just slammed him and said somebody needs, one of them said, you need to get a doctor to that guy's house and explain to him how this COVID vaccine is saving, you know, the lives of all these people. And he needs to take the vaccine. It was absolutely amazing how one-sided the conversation was. When it was done, it was just pure propaganda. They're completely ignoring the doctors. They're completely ignoring the evidence of the injuries and the deaths. And until we can remove Operation Mockingbird, all that's left, sure, is people like me, you, and all the others in the alternative radio that are on, you know, BitChute, on Rumble, and doing their best to get the word out. But unfortunately, sir, we're not reaching enough people. And there are people that are just under the control of Operation Mockingbird on a daily basis.
Well, Danny, it's much more than that. They not only control the news media, as I said, the Rothschilds not only were responsible for founding and basically own Israel, and thereby all the U.S. Israeli citizens who are running the networks, and they are abundant. The Israeli lobby, AIPAC, runs the Congress. And Cynthia McKinney, at least by 2011, had revealed the pledge that new members are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States. And those who do not find themselves confronted with a well-financed alternative candidate or that their own fundraising has simply dried up. A dear friend, Gary King, told me when we were doing a show once, did I know how many had not signed the pledge in the then current Congress? And I admitted I did not know. And he held up one finger of one hand, only one member of Congress. And they obviously own the American medical establishment. They own Anthony Fauci. They own the World Economic Forum. Bill Gates is obviously their ally. They own the NIH, they own the AMA, they own the CDC, they own the FDA. I mean, it's disgusting. There's no integrity in American government whatsoever. They've all been bought and paid for by the Rothschilds. And when you have trillions and trillions, you can buy up a lot of crooked politicians. You can get yourself a lot of bureaucrats on the take. You can sabotage legitimate news reporting across the land. And I think these are all factors Paul, for all of his wisdom, has not taken into account. That's my bottom line here. Danny, some further thoughts and reflection before we have to part today. And I want to thank you for coming on with me.
Yes, sir. You know, we still have our own freedom of thought. And we just have to do our best, in my opinion, sir, to keep reaching out to our friends and family every time we see these medical reports of what's going on. We have to resist getting these injections ourselves, and we just have to do our best to raise awareness and tell others. That's the point to where we are until the military or somebody else, some other powerful entity steps up and says enough is enough. Because at this point, Congress, there's more than enough evidence out there for Congress to demand a halt to this program. But yet I still don't see it. I don't see it coming from the courts either. And I don't understand.
Danny, you're absolutely right. The courts, I mean, I'm telling you, it appears to me they're also completely under the thumb. I mean, it's just outrageous what's going on here. Just outrageous. Ron Unz is suggesting maybe the tide is starting to turn on COVID as an American biowarfare attack. Well, that is devoutly to be wished. This is a wonderful guy. If you want to be heartened, maybe that there's a bit of hope left, check out. Is the tide finally starting to turn on COVID as an American biowarfare attack at Unz Review? Unz.com, UNZ.com. Thank you all for listening, and to Paul and Tony both for calling in. Danny, you were super, as always. Good luck to everyone out there. Back Wednesday with the event.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Yeah, we are now, Danny. Just a second. Let me get rid of this station. Va.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.